This is the Avi Actmoli of the 15th of December 2024. The original date is 28th of February 2003. Along with doing service, also make plans to become complete. Be deeply concerned to become karmatit. Today, Father Shiva has come to celebrate with his Saligram children the Jayanti birthday of his own incarnation and also of you children. The Jayanti of the incarnation is so wonderful. Children from everywhere have all come running to celebrate the Father's and their own Jayanti. The Jayanti, that is, the day of incarnation of the Father and the children, is the same. The wonder is that the birthdays of the Father and the children are on the same day. So today, have all of you Saligram children come to give congratulations to the Father or to receive them. You have come to give them, you have also come to receive them. The sign of these being together is that there is lots and lots and lots of love between you and the Father. This is why your birthdays are together, and you also remain combined throughout your lives, that is, you are together. Have you ever seen such love? In terms of your occupation, the occupation of the Father and of the children is to transform the world. What is the promise you have made? That you will go back to Paramdham, the supreme abode, your sweet home, together. Or will you go later? You want to go together, do you not? So there is such love between you and the Father. Neither the Father nor the children can do anything on their own. Are you able to do anything? Are you able to do anything without the Father? The Father too is unable to do anything. This is why he has taken the support of Father Brahma to create all of you Brahmin children. Without Brahmins, even the Father cannot do anything. This is why, on the birthday of this Alaukik incarnation, the Father is giving you, and you children are giving the Father, multi-million-fold congratulations and greetings. You are giving these to the Father, and the Father is giving these to you. From Amritvela, even from before that, the Father received congratulations, greetings, cards, letters and sweet songs of the heart. Even now, Bapdada is seeing that all the children everywhere, in this land and abroad, are giving congratulations to Bapdada in a subtle way. They are reaching here. This sound transmission is reaching the children, and the sounds from the children's hearts are reaching the Father. The children everywhere are dancing in happiness. Wah, Baba! Wah, we Saligram souls! You are all singing songs of wah, wah. Devotees have been celebrating the memorial of this birthday of yours from the Copper Age until now. Devotees are also no less in their loving devotion. However, they are devotees, they are not the children. They celebrate every year, and you celebrate the importance of the incarnation once throughout the whole cycle. They make a vow every year. They hold a fast and they also make a vow. You make the vow just once. They have copied you, but there is a difference between the importance you give and the importance of their memorial. They too make a vow of purity, but they make that vow every year for one day. All of you also made this vow of purity once, at the moment you took birth, have you not? Have you made it, or do you still have to make it? You have made it. You have made it once. They make it every year. Have all of you made it? You haven't made the vow of just celibacy, but the vow of complete purity. Pandavas, have you made the vow of complete purity? Or is just celibacy fine? Celibacy is the foundation. There isn't just celibacy. There are the other four vices with it too. Have you also made the vow for all the other four, or for just the one? Check this. You have freedom to become angry, do you not? Do you not have that freedom? Is it that you have to become a little angry? Do you not have to become angry? Speak, Pandavas. Do you not have to become angry? You do have to become angry. Okay, Bhaktada has seen that anger and its companions. You have renounced the greatest evil spirit. Mothers in families don't have that much love or attachment for their grown-up, old children, but they do have a lot of love for their grandchildren. Little children are loved very much. Similarly, Bhaktada has seen that the love of you children for the greatest evil spirit of the five vices has reduced, but you still have a little love for the children of those vices, that is, for the little traces and progeny of the vices. Do you have love for them? Sometimes there is love for them. Is there love for them, mothers? Double foreigners, do you not become angry? Some speak to Baba with a lot of cleverness. Should Baba tell you what they say? Should Baba tell you? If Baba tells you, you will have to renounce it today. Are you ready? Are you ready to leave them? Or will you accumulate the paper in your file, just as you do every year? The file of your promises that the Father has become very, very big. Therefore, now too, it isn't that you will add one more paper of your promise to the file, is it? Will you make it final, or will you add it to the file? What will you do? Speak, teachers, what will you do? Final? Raise your hands. Don't make a promise just like that. In that case, Bhaktada would adopt a stern form. Is this okay? Double foreigners, will you make it final? Those who will make it final, raise your hands. Record this on the TV. Raise your hands high, not low. Not the silver-aged way. Acha, is this all right? Okay, listen. What are the conversations between the father and the children? Bhaktada continues to smile. The father asks, why did you become angry? You reply, I didn't become angry. but I was made angry. I didn't do it, but I was made to become angry. So what should the Father say now? What do you then say? If it had been you, you too would have become angry. You say very sweet things. You then say, from being incorporeal, just take a corporeal body and see for yourself. So now tell me, what should the Father say to such sweet children? Nevertheless, the Father has to become merciful. He says, okay, I am forgiving you now, but don't do it in the future. However, you give very good replies. Therefore, purity is the greatest of all the decorations of you Brahmins. This is why they decorate your images so much. Those decorations are memorials of your purity, complete purity, not purity just for the sake of it. Complete purity is the greatest property, royalty and personality of all of your Brahmin life. This is why even devotees hold a fast of purity for a day. They have copied you. They also hold a fast of their food and drink. The fasting of food is also necessary. Why? You Brahmins have also made a firm vow about your food and drink, have you not? When you are all asked to fill in your Madhuban forms, you are also asked if your food and diet are pure. You are asked this, are you not? So, is your fast of food and drink firm? Is it firm, or does it sometimes become weak? For the double foreigners, it should be doubly strong. Is it doubly firm? Is it firm for the double foreigners? Is it doubly firm? Or is it that when you sometimes become tired, you say, okay, never mind. Today I will eat something from outside. You don't become a little slack, do you? Are you firm in your food and drink? This is why devotees also hold a fast of their food and diet. The third vow is that of staying awake throughout the night, Jagran. They remain awake the whole night. You Brahmins make a vow to awaken from the sleep of ignorance. You don't have any sleep of ignorance in between, do you? Devotees are copying you. It is because you are so firm that they are copying you. You must never have any sleep of ignorance, that is, sleep of weakness, carelessness, or laziness. Or does it not matter if you nod off a little? Do you doze off sometimes? Some even doze at Amritvela. However, just think what the devotees are copying from you in your memorials. They remain so firm that no matter what happens, they don't break their vow. On this day, devotees hold a fast of their food and drink. And what will you do today? Will you have a picnic? They will hold a fast and you will have a picnic and cut a cake. You will have a picnic because you made a vow at birth. This is why today you will have a picnic. What does Bhaktada now want from you children? You know this. You have very good thoughts. You have such good thoughts that Baba becomes very happy hearing them. You have the thought, but what happens later? Why do your thoughts become weak? You want to do something, because you have a lot of love for the Father. And the Father also knows that all of you children have a lot of love for Dada in your hearts. That all of you raise your hands and say that you have not only 100% love, but even more than 100% love. And the Father also agrees that all of you have passed in love. But why the but? Do you have love or not? Is there a but or not? Pandavas, is there a but? Does a but come in between sometimes? You are not saying no, so this means it is yes. Bapdada has noted one thing, that for the majority, there is one reason why the promise becomes weak. It is just one word. Think what that one word is. Teachers speak. What is that one word? Pandavas speak. What is that one word? You have remembered it, have you not? The one word is I. The word I is used in the form of arrogance and also in the form of making you weak. What I said, what I did, what I understood, that alone is right. That is what should happen. This is the eye of arrogance. When that eye is not fulfilled, there is also the eye of being disheartened. I can't do this. I can't continue. It is very difficult. The eye of body consciousness should change. I reminds you of self-respect, and I also makes you body conscious. I makes you disheartened, and I also brings happiness into your heart. Do you know what the sign of arrogance is? If someone has the slightest trace of body consciousness, what is the sign of that? Such a person is unable to tolerate disrespect. Arrogance will not allow you to tolerate being insulted. If someone tells you even slightly that this is not right, and to become a little humble, you would feel insulted. This is a sign of arrogance. Bapdada was smiling in the subtle region. Children give lectures everywhere on Shivratri. You are now giving lots of lectures everywhere on Shivratri, are you not? Bapdada remembered a point that you children use in them. You say, on Shivratri, a goat is sacrificed. It says, meh, meh, a lot. The goat says, meh, meh. So, on Shivratri, sacrifice this I. The father smiled when he heard this. Therefore, you too should sacrifice this I, meh. Are you able to surrender it? Are you able to do this? Pandavas, are you able to do this? Double foreigners, are you able to do this? Full surrender or just surrender? Full surrender. Today, Bapdada will not make you simply make such a promise whilst hoisting the flag. Today, Baba will not make you make a promise in which you simply add another piece of paper to your file. What do you think? Daddies, should we ask them to make such a promise today too? Will you make it final, or will you accumulate another piece of paper in your file? Speak. Have them make it final. Do you have the courage? Do you have the courage? You are very deeply engrossed in listening to this and are therefore not raising your hands. Nothing will happen tomorrow, will it? It won't, will it? Tomorrow Maya will come. She will come to tour around. Maya also has love for you because you are all making plans for doing service with a lot of pomp and show. Since you are doing service with a lot of splendor, it means that you are bringing the time of complete perfection close. Don't think that you have just given a lecture, but that you are in fact bringing that time closer. You are doing good service. Bapdada is pleased, but Bapdada sees that the time is coming close. You are bringing it close. You haven't just brought together 100,000 or 150,000, but you have brought the time closer. Gujarat did this just now. Bombay will do it, and other places are also doing this. Okay, if not 100,000, then just 50,000. But you are giving all of them a message. And so, along with this, have you also made preparations for completion? Have you made those preparations? You are inviting destruction. So have you made the preparations? Daddy asked a question as to whether you should now make plans that would bring about revelation soon. Bapdada says, revelation is a matter of just a second. But before revelation takes place, Bapdada is asking whether those carrying out establishment are ever ready. Should the curtains be opened? Or is it that someone is decorating their ears and someone decorating their head? Are you ready? You will become ready, but when? Give a date. Just as you fixed a date just now, that you have to give the message in this month, in the same way, all of you have to be ever ready. At least 16,000 should be ever ready. Put aside 900,000. At least 16,000 should be ready. Are they ready? Should Baba clap? Don't say yes just like that. Become ever ready and Bapdada will touch them. He will clap and the elements will begin their work and the scientists will begin their work. What is the delay? They are all ready. Are the 16,000 ready? Are they ready? It will happen. You know more. This reply is to free yourself. Baba should receive a report from 16,000 that they are ever ready, that they have become complete with total purity. It will not take long for Bapdada to clap. Give a date. You give a date. Ask everyone. Look, it has to happen. However, you were told to bring about total transformation of the word I. Only then can you go back with the Father. Otherwise, you will have to go after him. Therefore, Bapdada is not opening the gates now, because you have to go back with him. Father Brahma is asking all the children to give a date for opening the gates. You want to open the gates, do you not? You do want to go back, do you not? To celebrate today means to become. We won't just cut a cake, but also end the I. Are you thinking about it, or have you already thought about it? Everyone's variety of thoughts reach Bapdada at Amrit Vela. So discuss this amongst yourselves and give Baba the date. until you fix the date, you will be unable to accomplish the task. First of all, the Maharatis should fix the date, and then everyone else will follow. Those who are to follow you are ready, and with your courage they will receive extra power. For instance, you gave zeal and enthusiasm just now, and so they became ready. Therefore, now create a plan to become complete. Have the deep concern that you have to become Karmatit. No matter what happens, you have to become this. You have to do this. This has to happen. The sound of the scientists and the sound of those who are to bring about destruction are reaching the Father's ears. They too are asking, "Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting?" The advance party is also asking for a date to be fixed. Therefore, fix a date. Father Brahma is also asking for a date to be fixed. So have this meeting. Bap Dada can't bear to see so much sorrow. First of all, you Shaktis and Pandavas, in your forms of deities, should feel mercy. They are calling out so much to you. The sound of their calling out should now be echoing in your ears. You are holding programs called the Call of Time. Now listen to the call of the devotees. Listen to the call of those who are experiencing sorrow. You have a good number in service. Bap Dada is even giving you a certificate for that. There is very good zeal and enthusiasm. Gujarat has claimed number one. Therefore, congratulations for being number one. Now at least listen to a little of their call. Poor helpless ones are calling out a great deal. They are calling out from their hearts. They are desperate. The scientists are also shouting a great deal. When should it be done? When should we do it? When should it be done? They are calling out. You may cut a cake today, but from tomorrow, listen to their call. Celebration is the festivity of the confluence age. On the one hand, celebrate, and on the other hand, create those souls. Acha. So, what did you hear? You have the song, "Have a little mercy for those who are unhappy." No one except you can have mercy. Therefore now, according to the time, become master oceans of mercy. Have mercy for yourselves and for all souls. Now let your form be that of a lighthouse that gives the rays of different lights to everyone. Spread rays of drops of attainment on all the souls of the world who lack everything. Acha. To all the elevated souls who are images of the Father, to the souls who are close to the Father and who have constant zeal and enthusiasm, to all the children who take every step equal to the Father's, to all the children everywhere who are worthy of congratulations for their Brahmin birth, to the souls who are filled with the power of concentration, stability, Bap Dada's love, remembrance, and multi-million-fold birthday greetings. Congratulations, congratulations, and namaste. Beloved Avyakt Bap Dada hoisted the flag of Shiva with his hands and gave everyone greetings. On this day, Everyone gave and received congratulations for their birthday and also hoisted the flag. However, the day is now very soon to come when all of you souls will stand on the globe and everyone will see the Father's flag on your faces. The flag of cloth is just for the sake of it, but let the face of each one of you children show the Father's image. You have to hoist such a flag. You have to bring that day very, very, very soon. It has to come. It has to come. Blessing. May you be an altruistic server who serves while remaining free from any limited royal desire. Father Brahma showed the proof of being free from any bondage of karma and of being detached. He had no bondage except that of service and love. Any limited royal desires in doing service tie you in that karmic bondage, whereas true servers remain free from that karmic account. Just as there are bondages of bodies and bodily relations, in the same way, to have some selfish motive in doing service is also a bondage. Remain free from that bondage and from any royal karmic accounts and become an altruistic server. Slogan: do not keep your promises in a file, but show them by making them final, fulfilling them. Om Shanti. Notice: today is the third Sunday International Yoga Day, when all Brahmin children collectively sit for yoga tapasya from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and especially have experiences of deep silence of the incorporeal world. Concentrate your mind and intellect, be stable in the volcanic stage, and experience completion and perfection.